Hello and welcome to Rooted in Courage, a spoken word poetry podcast by me, Erin, or E.L. Dan. I am so glad that you're here. Final offering. I was 6 years old when the tree in my backyard was struck by lightning. I didn't see it happen, but I imagine that it held its limbs like a final offering to the sky. Its flowers, 10,000 white flags. My father cut down its charred limbs the summer before he and my mother got divorced. It was the 4th of July, and my sister was talking inside on the telephone. The cord stretched like an arm through the kitchen to the steps where she was sitting. I don't remember where my mother and I were in the house. I just know that when my father nearly cut off his finger with the chainsaw, he didn't say anything. Instead, he walked calmly to the kitchen, ran his hand under the faucet and spilled into the sink. I can still see the blood, how stark and stunning it was against the stainless steel, how it poured in an endless procession down the drain. Tell me, is this what it means to be a man? To carry your softness to the water and drown it in secret? To think that if anyone were to see you spilling like this, things would never be the same. So that was my poem, Final Offering, from my book of poetry, Let the Water Run Clear. And I'm actually having a sale on signed copies of my book. So today is November 26th. 2021. I'm having a sale through Monday the 29th. The signed copies are author copies that I sign and include a little personalized note in there. And I'll include the link to purchase one if you would like, or purchase one for someone you love, in the show notes here. Yeah, so they're originally $28 at US dollars, and they're on sale for $20 with free shipping as well. So check it out if you're interested. I'd love to mail you a signed copy or for someone you love. So yeah, that poem was one that I think I have the most trouble. Or it's harder for me sometimes to write about specific memories and like day-to-day things, like making sure all of the descriptions or all of the, what is it called? Like all of, oh, the details, like all of the details are in there. It's much easier for me to just talk about the ocean and the moon and kind of go to that space, instead of kind of the real world memories. But I think it's really, really interesting to try to do and to invite the reader to be there with you and kind of set the scene. So that's what I hope I did here. I felt, maybe you felt like you were imagining all of these things. It's a very vivid memory that I have, and I just remember how calm my dad was and how that stuck out more than anything else, is just how calm he was. And then the idea that what it means to be a man and how, you know, he's conditioned, and how just the idea what it means to be a man and not show your feelings or not let other people see you in this vulnerable way. And I think imagining it at 6 years old, or witnessing it at 6 years old, and then asking the question here as a 27-year-old, like, is this what it means? I still don't know. And what is this dance, this performance of masculinity that says that men must suffer silently or spill into the sink without anyone knowing? And yeah, it was just such an interesting memory. So I invite you to play with the prompt of, is this what it means to be a man? Or something about carrying your softness to the water. And just explore maybe the ways in which maybe your child self or your present day self thought that, or thought how you were supposed to be as a man, or what it meant to be even strong, or the idea of strength, or the idea of holding it all together. Yeah, so that is my invitation. Let me know if you choose to write to any of those prompts, like carrying your softness to the water, or exploring what it means to be a man. I would love to hear. Tag me at Rooted in Courage, or send me a DM letting me know. I'd love to read your work. So I also wanted to offer the prompt of writing to some memory in your childhood that is clear, that you can gather up the details and present them and invite the reader to be there with you. So something about the way that this tree was charred. Also, the word charred is so good. Such as like that's just a good word. It's charred limbs. Like something about my six-year-old mind was like, this is so clear. This is so interesting that this tree was struck by lightning and now like half of it is gone. And then having my dad be the one to chop it down before my parents got divorced, and how just this metaphor of this lightning strike of divorce in my child mind. And then, yeah, just the idea of what it means to suffer silently, what it means to have feelings and how to hold them when they're big and messy and painful. So yeah, I also invite you to explore that if you would like. I want to end this episode. I know last week we ended with my Koshi bells. I hope you enjoyed them. I have a singing bowl that I would love to play for some more like healing vibration. So yeah, I'm gonna play my singing bowl here, and I hope you enjoy. So let's take a deep inhale here together. And exhaling, letting something go. I am sending you so, so, so much love directly from my heart to yours. I'm going to go shopping right now with Sam, and it's snowing here, like just a little bit. So we're decorating for Christmas, I think, here in the next couple of days. Have you started decorating? Do you like to decorate like right now or closer to the holiday? Let me know. I think we're going to go to Big Lots or something to get like ornaments. But I'm also so worried about our kitten Tally, because she has free, like she, at night, she's downstairs where the tree is going to be. And I feel like she's just going to climb all over the stuff. So I don't know. It's my first year with like a kitten and Christmas decorations. So if you do celebrate Christmas, let me know if you've decorated, or any holidays. Do you decorate now? Do you not decorate at all? Real tree, no tree, fake tree. I don't know. I don't know what to do yet. So happy holidays to you, and I will see you here, back here next week, and sending you so much love again, and take care.